You filed nothing. You broke no rule. You flew a perfectly legal cross-country, squawked exactly what you were supposed to, and let your transponder tell the world where you were. That's the deal we made when we went to the mandate. Be visible, be safe. And then a tax assessor pulled that same signal off the air and used it to send you a bill. This is Radio Hangar, I'm Tower, this is ATIS. And today we need to talk about California. Because a group of pilots down in Los Angeles County is challenging something that should make every one of us sit up straight in the seat. Here's what you need to know. Los Angeles County has been using automatic dependent surveillance broadcast data, ADS-B, the position signal your airplane transmits to identify aircraft for property tax purposes. That's the story AVWeb is reporting, and the headline doesn't tell the whole story. So let's slow it down and fly the whole approach. Before I get into it, today's aviation news is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. Now let's set up the pattern on what's actually happening here. In a lot of states, general aviation aircraft are taxed as personal property. Not everywhere, but in California, if you own an airplane and it's based in a county, that county's assessor can levy an annual property tax on it, the same broad idea as the tax on a boat or a business machine. Nothing new about that. That system has existed for decades. What's new is how they're finding the airplanes. The old way was paper and legwork. Assessors would work from FAA registration records, from airport tenant lists, from hangar leases, from tie-down agreements. If your airplane lived at the field, the county eventually knew about it because there was a paper trail on the ground. The new way is to listen to the sky. Every ADS-B out installation broadcasts a unique identifier tied to your aircraft, along with your position, your altitude, your track. That signal is unencrypted by design. It has to be. The whole safety case for ADS-B depends on your airplane being seen by air traffic control, by other traffic, by anybody with a receiver. And there are a lot of receivers. There's a whole network of them, feeding public flight tracking websites, and that data is out there for anyone who wants to pull it. So what LA County did, according to AVWeb, is treat that broadcast the way a license plate reader treats a highway. If your airplane's identifier showed up transmitting from a field in the county, that became evidence the aircraft was based there and therefore taxable there. This affects you if you own an airplane, and it affects you even more if you own one and fly it into a jurisdiction that taxes aircraft. Because the second question this raises is a big one. Let me flag the pilot's argument, because this is the heart of the challenge. The pilots pushing back are making a case that goes beyond just disliking a tax bill. Their argument is about what a position signal is allowed to be used for. ADS-B was mandated for safety and for surveillance separation. It was sold to us, the flying public, as a safety system. The concern is a signal collected and transmitted under a safety mandate now being repurposed as a revenue tool by an agency that was never part of that bargain. And there's a precision problem underneath it, which is the part I want you to really understand as a pilot. A single ADS-B hit at an airport does not establish that an aircraft is based there. You know this in your bones. You fly to an airport, you don't live there. You could be transient, you could be getting fuel, you could be visiting for the weekend, doing your flight review, dropping someone off, basing an airplane. The legal question of where it habitually resides is not the same thing as an airplane being present on a given afternoon. One data point from the transponder is a snapshot. Taxation is supposed to be about the aircraft's home. So the challenge isn't just philosophical, it's practical. Are the assessments even accurate? Is a transient airplane getting swept into a tax roll because it happened to broadcast from the wrong ramp on the wrong day? Now here's the part where I flag opinion, and I'll tell you plainly, this next bit is me connecting dots, not reporting settled fact. The reason this story matters far beyond Los Angeles County is that ADS-B is a national system. The receivers are everywhere. The data is public everywhere. If one county can turn a safety broadcast into a tax dragnet, the method travels. Any taxing authority in any state that taxes aircraft as property can do exactly the same thing tomorrow. Nothing about the technology stops at the county line. That's why the alphabet groups pay attention to a fight like this. This is the kind of issue the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association, AOPA, has historically taken up: aircraft taxation, owner rights, the use of federal surveillance data. When one county sets a precedent for how ADS-B can be mined, it becomes a template, and templates spread. So what do you actually do about it? Let me give you the practical side, because I don't like leaving you with just a worry. First, know your basing situation cold. Where your airplane is legally based, where it's hangared, where it's tied down, that determines your property tax exposure in states that levy it. This isn't new. But this story is a reminder to have your paperwork straight because the assessor may now have data suggesting a location you'll need to explain. Second, if you fly into California or into any state that taxes aircraft as personal property, understand that transient presence can theoretically be misread as basing. Keep your records, fuel receipts, hangar agreements at your home field, anything that establishes where your airplane actually lives. If a bill ever shows up that shouldn't, your documentation is your defense. Third, understand what your transponder is and isn't. ADS-B out is not optional in the airspace where it's required, and I'm not, to be very clear, suggesting anybody switch it off or defeat it. That's a safety system and a legal requirement, and we don't play games with it. What I'm telling you is to understand that the signal is public. It is permanent once it's out there, and it can be used by people who were never in the room when the mandate was written. And fourth, pay attention to how this challenge resolves. If the pilots prevail, it sets a limit on how safety data can be repurposed for revenue. If the county prevails, expect the practice to show up elsewhere. Either way, this is a precedent worth watching, and it's the kind of thing worth raising with your representation, your type club, your association, because policy questions like this one get answered by the pilots who show up, not the ones who stay quiet on the ramp. Let me bring this back around to the thing that sits underneath all of it. We accepted ADS-B. Most of us grumbled about the cost of the install, and then we did it because the safety case was real and the mandate was the mandate. But the deal in our heads was that we were trading privacy for safety. Be seen so you don't get hit. What this story asks is whether that trade quietly became something else. Be seen so you can be billed. That's a bigger question than one county's tax roll, and it's exactly the kind of question that gets decided while most of us aren't looking. My thanks to AV Webb for the reporting on the Los Angeles County Challenge, and to the pilots down there who are the ones actually carrying this fight. If you want to read the full write-up and follow where it goes, you'll find it linked at radiohangar.com. Keep your paperwork straight and your head up. The signal you're broadcasting is doing more than keeping you safe out there, and it's worth knowing who's listening. Tower, out.